my desire.
For that offering.
Amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you this evening once again for the good atmosphere, O Lord, for the freshness of your presence. We thank you for lifting us up, O Lord, so that we can feel, O Lord, raptured from this body, O Lord, raptured from current affairs, O Lord, and sitting under your wings in the heavenly places, O Lord. That's why we thank you for the song service, and we commit these offerings into your hands, O Lord. Bless your people, Heavenly Father. We know, O Lord, they are not out of need, O Lord. It's not out of the abundance that they are giving, O Lord, but it's out of sacrifice, Heavenly Father. That's why we think, we believe, O Lord, as we saw last time, O Lord, that this piece of money, O Lord, this piece of coins will transform it, O Lord, to become the wings of angels, O Lord, to become the mercy seat, O Lord, to become the tent of assembly, O Lord, and to give mercy to this world, O Lord. Heavenly Father, bless it, O Lord. Bless the remainder of the service in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, brother. We'll sing just a short song, O Lord, You Are So Precious to Me, while Sister Rachel comes to sing a song. Amen.
You are so precious to me, oh Lord. You are so precious to me, and I love you. Yes, I love you. We grow, you face love. Precious to me, oh Lord, you are so precious to me, and I love you, yes I love you, because you first love me.
God bless you, Saint. And just before I sing, I'm going to give kind of a summarize of a testimony of what our Lord have done for me the beginning of this year, since the beginning. From starting from the 1st of January, I've been going through a lot of battle, families and personal and spiritual battle. And I remember my last flight in Belgium. If I had missed that plane, I would have died because people had broken into her house, were looking for me. Personally, to kill me, that was the main purpose. But, like, God saved me. I was actually going to miss the flight. I was planning even to delay, to stay for a few more days because I didn't want to come back. So, but for some reason, I didn't miss the plane and came over here. And as I arrived, I got a load of missed call going there. There was people who broke into the house looking for me to kill, but my dad fought with them. He got a bit of this saw, was cut into his hand and everything. And I remember one of the things I told my parents from the beginning, saying, like, there's a quote that always crossed my mind that Brother Branham said, whenever there is a blessing, the devil always have a big fight or anything like that you're going to fight. But, like, I stayed strong at that time. And just as I arrived here, I'm in my house, I got a letter to say that I probably have to be kicked out of the house because of the rent issue and everything. And I remember praying that if God would bless me, and he knows why he gave me that house, he knows why I asked him to have that house. But if I had to go back to countries, that seems like I'm not going to praise him. I won't have enough time to come to church and all that. But for some reason, I told him if he make it happen for my rent to go through, I will give a testimony. But I never gave a testimony. I was like, oh, it's just a small testimony. Why would I go in front of people and talk to them? But I had some guilt in me to say that, and like, you promised God something and why you're not doing it. So I chose every like Wednesday or Friday because there was many people to come and give a testimony. For some reason, today everyone came. And the last one, it's going to be about my passport. There's been an issue over my passport for the last few weeks. I put it in and I got it sent back to say that I wasn't eligible to get, because I usually use the travel document, but I wasn't eligible to get it because of there is no proof to say that I'm allowed to stay in Ireland. So it was back and forth emailing them and tried to email some social worker and aftercare worker because I have some link with them. And they told me that if it happened that I get a Congolese passport, I'll probably get deported and all that kind of stuff. So I stayed calm. I know I've been missing. I was so nervous. I was down on myself. But I just kept praying and knowing that everything was going to go well. So I just want to thank God for all he has done for me from the beginning of the year to today. And my passport came yesterday and was there. Thank you.
Connais-tu cette cité, la cité céleste, dans ses murs tout éclaté, plus d'ombre funeste, pèlerin et voyageur, ici-bas dans les douleurs, tous ces trésors nous restent, la cité céleste. Tous ces trésors nous restent, la cité céleste. Connais-tu cette cité, la cité bénie, où tout est félicité, sublime harmonie, l'agneau s'est cas sont pareils. Illumine, vivifie la cité. Bénie d'or de perles et d'azur, et notre patrie, connais-tu le feu pur, l'arbre de la vie? Pour les élites, tout est paix. Dieu de la cité chérie, c'est notre patrie. Dieu de la cité chérie, c'est notre patrie. Au Salem, repoussis-nous, mon cœur tes désirs. Après son chef, son époux, l'église soupire.
Sing one small song in the city where the Lamb is the light, and then Brother George will sing for us a song.
There's a country far beyond the starry sky. There's a city where they never come tonight. If we're faithful, we shall go there by and by. It's the city where the Lamb is the light. In that city where the Lamb is the light. The city where the Lamb is the light. By the mansion all the day, and when free from toil and care, I am going where the Lamb is the light. Here we have our days of sunshine, but we know that the sun which shines upon us now so bright will be changed to clouds and rain until we go to the city where the Lamb is the light. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is the light. The city where they come with no night. By the mansion over there, and when free from toil and care,
I am going where the Lamb is the Lamb, where the flowers bloom forever and the day shall be one eternal day without a man. And our tears shall be forever wiped away in the city where the Lamb is the Lamb. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is the Lamb, the city where they cometh tonight. By the mansion over there, and when free from toil and care, I am going where the Lamb is the Lamb. We have our disappointments all the while, and our fondest souls but meet the bitter blight. Though by night we weep, the morning brings a smile. In that city where the Lamb is the Lamb, in that city where the Lamb is the Lamb, the city where they come at night. Oh, by the mansion over there, and when free from toil and care, I am going where the Lamb is the Lamb. When let sunlight fade, let twilight bring its gloom, not a shadow can my blissful soul affright. For I know that up in heaven there is room, in that city where the Lamb is the Lamb. City where the Lamb is the Lamb, the city where they come at night. I've a mansion over there, and when free from toil and care, I am going where the Lamb is the light. Oh, one more time. In that city where the Lamb is the Lamb. You have a mansion over there, and when free from toil and care, I am going where the Lamb is the Lamb. Amen, amen. Let's sing in the sweet by and by. Amen. Yeah, we're stuck for time, so we'll push on.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith you can see in the fire. For the Father will do that away, a dwelling place there. Oh, in the sweet by and by and by, meet on a beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on a beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore, the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirit shall sorrow no more, not a sigh for the blessing of. Oh, in the sweet by and by and by, on that beautiful shore, in the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. You la bounty to Father above. We will offer a tribute of praise. Oh.
His house, it's good to be in his presence. You know, when you come and you find that the Lord is really blessing, and you find the atmosphere is really right. Now, I was really thinking of that scripture right from the beginning when it says, the angels rejoice in heaven just because of one soul that repents. Now, there's a sympathy between the different dimensions. Now, if you could see in heavenly places what takes place when one person comes to the Lord, when one person goes to the waters of baptism and takes on the name of the Lord, you know, there's something that takes place in heavenly places, because that is the whole purpose of all things. You know, we might be here, we might have a program, we might have all kinds of activities that we do. But I mean, if people don't come to the Lord, if we don't have people going into the waters of baptism, if people don't go on with the Lord and find their positions in Christ, I mean, what are we? It's like Brother Max said that Wednesday, we're just a denomination. We don't want that. So when we see today, we see Brother D leading songs. It's wonderful. I get so happy with that. And then you see Brother Joseph Jr., he's there. Brother Johnny, he's there. Brother Max is coming to preach, Max Jr. To me, it's a wonderful thing, saints. Let's not take these things for granted. And then you find the Lord is troubling the waters among the youth, and he's doing different things in the lives of different people. If I were you, I would step in while the waters are being troubled. Amen. At a season like this, when the Lord is near, that if you seek him, you'll find him. Take advantage of such a season. Amen. And we're just trusting in the Lord upon this evening that the Lord will use our brother once again to come and minister the word to the souls of each and every one of us, to stir us up, so that we continue to bring ourselves before the Lord. We've got youth meetings coming up. We're looking to the Lord to really bless those meetings, to take things further, to take things deeper and higher. So we really need to pray about those things. You know, one of the greatest things that could happen in a church is to see the next generation coming on. How many churches have you found in the message? Go around Britain and see around Europe where the church dies, because there's no young people there anymore. Now you find that generation that first received the message, they get old, but the young people never come on through. I've been to many churches like that, friends. Let's really appreciate the Lord for our young people. Let's appreciate the Lord for what he's doing in the midst of our young people. And let's keep looking to him to continue to multiply the fishes and the loaves, to continue to work his work. So let's just bow our heads before we give over the service to our brother. If there's anything you desire before the Lord, why not just raise your hand? Father, we come unto thee, even Lord, as we've been, Father, speaking of these things, we just want to appreciate what you are doing. We just want to appreciate who you are, what you've done for our sister Rachel, how you've delivered her, how you fought battles for her, how, Lord, you've been Jehovah Jireh. You provided her needs, how, Father, you've opened up, Lord, the next stage of her life unto her. Father, you've ministered your grace, you've given her her passport, Lord. Father, surely you are revealing, Lord, that every aspect of her life, it's in your hands. So, Father, you continue your work that you've begun and glorify your name. And, Father, as we see our young people, Lord, in the song worship, and Father, bless Brother D, continue to lead him and guide him. And Brother Joseph Jr., continue to use him. Brother Johnny, we pray for him as well, Lord. And Even as you want to commit the ministry of the word upon this night, as Brother Max Jr. would come. Father, we pray, Lord, that you just, Lord, lay your hand upon him, Lord. Father, just move him out of the way and just work your work upon this night. And for every request upon this night that's in the hearts of your people, minister of your grace is our desire. Father, where healing is required, Lord, Father, send forth the word of healing, we'd pray. Father, you said you sent your word and you healed them, Lord. Father, where there's oppression or depression, where there's whatsoever, Lord, Father, the preaching of the word that casts out evil spirits. Father, cast back darkness, we pray. Father, false doctrine and Father, confusion and all the realms of darkness, we pray. And Father, shine your light is our desire. Let your light be as a lamp unto our paths upon this night, Lord. Father, speak and shine light into our souls, we'd ask. That as we'd come to the end of the service, we'd say, surely, we've been in the presence of the Lord. Father, thank you for this night. Bless it now, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 God bless you, saints.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord for another night like this. Amen.
Amen.
He's wonderful and He's good. Amen. We thank the Lord for the song service. It's been a wonderful song service. Amen. Enjoyed it. Amen. I believe that He has the word for us tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We're not going to have a long chat tonight. We just get straight in the word tonight. Amen. It's good to see a pool there. Amen.
Amen.
It shows that we haven't won less from the number of those who are made to be called.
Yes.
Before we take off, amen. So the time is drawing near, amen. And no one knows who the last one is, amen. Amen. But we must be ready, amen, all the time, amen.
Amen.
Pressing on to the high calling of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah. So let's stand to the scriptures tonight. The Lord laid on my heart tonight to speak about His restoring power, amen.
Yes.
So we have a little title here tonight, and we call it Restoration is Here Tonight, amen.
Amen.
I believe restoration indeed here in Amherst. So we turn to the book of Joel tonight, amen. Turn to Joel chapter 1. And we'll read from verse 1 to verse 4, amen. So let's read the word of the Lord. It says, the word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Petuel. Hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land. Had this been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers, tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation, that which the palm worm have left, have the locust eaten, and that which the locust has left, have the cankerworm eaten. And that which the cankerworm had left, had the caterpillar eaten. Amen. And we'll turn to a second reading in Joel chapter 2 in the same book. And we'll read from verse 25 to 26. Amen. And it says, and I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillars and the palmerworm, my great army which I send among you. And ye shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed.
Amen.
Shall we bow our heads? Amen. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we've read your word tonight, O God. Father, Lord, you are the only one who can restore, Lord Jesus. No one can do it but you alone, O God. Father, tonight, Lord, I come, O Father, lay myself aside, O Lord God. The Father, you minister unto each and every one of us, O Lord, your restoring power, O God, Lord. The Father will leave here tonight, Lord, not the same, O Lord God, but indeed restored, O Heavenly Father, by you, O God, Lord. Lay me aside, may the Holy Spirit, O Father, now take control, Lord God, and minister His word, O Lord, to your children, O God, Lord.
Amen.
Glorify your name tonight, O Lord, for we ask it in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. The Lord bless you. Amen. So we see here tonight, amen. Sorry, just take off this coat. It's just holding me a little bit tight, amen. Sorry, saints. So we see here tonight, amen, that there is an army, amen. There is this insect that came up to eat up. And we can see these insects, they attack nothing but a tree, amen. And we can liken ourselves to this tree, amen. The prophet preached this message and he typed it to a church, amen. And we know that we are also the church. That's the temple of God, amen.
Amen.
And so the prophet said in the message, "I will restore, saith the Lord," in 1946. And it said, he is speaking here of a tree. And God always likens his people to a tree. As the life of a tree, so will mine people be. Amen. So we can see that we hear the prophet is saying that God likens his people to a tree. So we can be this tree, amen? And we can see him type on this many times in the scriptures. We can see in the book of Genesis, amen? He says that he is the tree of life, amen? Which is Christ, amen? We can see it in John 15, amen? We can see that Christ is the vine and we are the branches. Again, we can see him type on the tree toward a person, amen? We can see it again in Daniel chapter 4. We can see Nebuchadnezzar, what did he have? He had a dream, and he saw this big tree. Now you can read it in Daniel chapter 4, in verse 20 to 22, is when Daniel is given interpretation of this dream, and he types again, and he says that this tree that Nebuchadnezzar saw in his dream is nothing but is him, the king. So we can see that this tree, it is indeed true that we can be typed to a tree. Amen? And tonight, and prophet says again, that we can see that this tree has been attacked. Amen. It's been attacked by these insects. Amen. And the prophet says here that then he speaks here of an army called caterpillars and canker worms and palmer worms and locusts coming upon the earth and eating this tree down. Amen. Now the prophet again explains this in the same message as well. You can find in palmer worm, locust, cankerworm, caterpillars, preaching 1959. He explains and he says that, and these insects, if you will get the book, if you get your book of insects, you will notice that that's four different insects in the same self insect in four different stages of its life. So what is saying that this insect is one insect, but going in four different stages, amen? So we can see that he types it to an army. So he says, I repeat that again, he says, here he speaks of an army called caterpillars, cankerworm, palmer worm, and locusts coming upon the earth, eating up this tree, amen? So we have this army that is coming upon this earth to eat up this tree, and this tree is who? It's us, amen? And we can see that this army, if it's coming upon this earth, then that means that before it wasn't on this earth. Because if it was on the earth, then it wouldn't come on the earth. Amen? So it must have been somewhere before it came on the earth. Yeah. Sorry, saints, my mouth is so dry. Just nervous. Amen? It's never easy. You never get used to it. Amen? So you can see that this army was somewhere and it came on the earth. Amen? So we can trace back and see where was this army. Now we know that before the foundation of the world, there was a war that took place in heaven. And Michael and his angels, they fought against what? Satan and his angels. And we can go to the book of Revelation chapter 12 from verse 7 to 9. And we can read in here, and it says, from verse 7, it says, and there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels, amen, and himself, and prevailed not, amen. He did not prevail, and if he did not prevail in heaven, I tell you, my brother, he's not going to prevail even here on earth, amen. Because who? Because the same angels in heaven, do you hear with us, amen? They're here in our midst, and he's not going to prevail. Amen. He's not going to prevail against the bride of this age. Because we have a message. Amen. We have the purifier with us. Amen. The messenger is in our midst. This is the last age. Amen. We've got the wings. Amen. Or to fly and soar high. Amen. And he prevailed not. Amen. And he said, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. And soon he's not going to find his place when here on earth. Amen. In verse 9 he says, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So we can see who this caterpillar, who this armor is. It's nothing but the devil coming down in four different stages to eat up what? The tree of life. Amen. And he came not to attack what? The tree of life. He did not come to attack, sorry, he did not come to attack the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Because he is the tree. But he is to attack the tree of what? Of life. Amen. And we can see that this army has got a captain. Because it says Satan, this great dragon, it said Satan, the devil, and his angels were cast down. So the captain is what? Is this great Satan. And the devils are what? These angels. Amen. And they were cast down. Amen. To attack this tree. Amen. And now we want to see what does this army do to us. Now we're going to look at only two stages tonight. We're not be able to take through, go through all the four stages. So we'll look at two stages tonight. We want to look at the stage of palmer worm and the stage of the locust. What did they do to this tree? So let's read from the message, The Restoration of the Bright Tree, preached in 1962. Hallelujah. And it said, the first was a palmer worm. That's a little thing, just a little bitty insect of a worm. What did he do, that palmer worm? He came along to destroy the fruits of the tree. That's the first thing. So the first thing he comes to do is to destroy the fruits of the tree. The very thing that you are supposed to bear, he comes to destroy them. Amen?
Amen.
And then he goes and he says, so this little palmer worms come around to take off the fruits. He said, I have two pages of fruits. I just want to read some of it. First thing, the first fruit he took off was brotherly love. That's right. That's one of the things that kills the church right there.
Amen.
So the first thing he comes to take out is what? Brotherly love. Amen? And the prophet kept on saying, one brotherly love. Yes, sir. Then the next fruit that he took off the tree, then he goes back to brotherly love and he says, you remember, love is the first fruit on the tree. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, faith, patience, that's right, in the Holy Ghost. Amen. So what does he do? He comes to take what? To kill these things out. And you must say, but how is this related to young people? He comes to attack you when you're young. Why? Because you're more vulnerable. He can come and deceive you so easily. You must be grounded. Amen. He comes to take away the love towards one another. Amen. And it does it to the church as well. Takes away brotherly love.
Amen.
We want to know this enemy. Amen.
Amen.
Because if you're going to face a battle, you have to know your enemy.
Amen.
Amen. And it says the next thing in the same message. The next, he wanted to eat off the fruit of faith. Faith in the word. Amen. Now look, how do you know that this, that is the word? It's been translated so many times. That little devil is still eating, right? The word has been translated so many times. He's this, that, or the other. Oh, he's all this, see? So what is he doing? He's making you to doubt the word. That's why today you can see many young people who call themselves to be atheists. What has he done? He's eating off that what? That faith in the word. He's taking it away from them. And he wants to do the same thing here. We just want to know him. We want to know his status. Amen. And the prophet goes on and he says, now, that's another fruit he eats off of it. Your joy of salvation. Now watch that. Your joy of salvation. And the prophet keeps on saying, shh. You people make too much noise. Oh my, my. You know, when your joy of salvation is gone, everything is just irritating.
Yes, sir.
When you come to the house of God, it's just irritating. The song is too loud, everything is just irritating. The service is too long.
Yes.
We young people. He's eating up the joy of your salvation.
Amen.
You've got to know this, haven't you?
Amen.
Amen. Eating your joy of salvation. Yeah. Killing your zeal. And then you get to a point and you say, I don't even want to go to church.
Yes.
We're young people missing services.
Amen.
That's wrong.
Amen.
We can't miss services. Who's going to stand one day?
Amen.
The church will be empty one day.
Amen.
If we're missing services now, we're going to miss them in the future.
Yes.
It's eating the joy of your salvation.
Amen.
You got to know it. Eating yourself. And it says, he keeps on saying, so we find out that he took away the joy. You know, David one time lost the joy of his salvation. Now listen close here. He says, he didn't lose his salvation. So you're not going to lose your salvation. The devil knows that he cannot come and say to you that you're not saved. He knows you're not going to believe it. But he's going to try to let you lose the joy of your salvation. That's his tactics.
Yes.
Let you lose the joy of your salvation. But he lost the joy of it. He just cried, Lord, restore to me the joy of my salvation. See? The joy. So that's the stage of the palmer. He comes in and what does he do? Kill brotherly love. Takes away the faith in God. And then what does he do? Try to make you lose the joy of your salvation. Now I want to look at the next stage. It's the same insects. It's not changed. It's the same devil. It's not changed. Amen? And then he turns into a locust. Now, in the same message, Restoration of the Bright Tree, 1962. Then this little fellow died out, which is the palmer one, and he became a locust. That was the next stage. What's a locust? Now, what does the locust do? A locust eats the leaves. That's right. A locust takes on to the leaves. What the palmer worm left, he left the leaves. He eats all the fruits of the tree. Then what took in, the locust come to eat, eats what the palmer worm left. Now what did he do? What did this palmer worm do? He destroyed the leaves. Now the prophet, he's trying to say that's the locust. What's the leaves for? Destroying divine fellowship.
Yes.
That's right, the prophet said.
Amen.
Destroying divine fellowship. Now, we all know trees have leaves. Now, what is the importance of a leaf on a tree?
Hallelujah.
The leaf on a tree is supposed to give energy to the tree. Now, in a little classes of biology, we might have studied and know about a certain process called photosynthesis, right? So in this process, what happens is that the leaves receive sunshine, okay, and turns it into sugar to give energy to the tree. Is that right? Now, a doctor agrees with that, amen? Because she's known us very well. Amen. I guess you got 100% on that one there, amen? Amen. So what? That's what? That's the source of energy for the tree. For the tree to grow. Amen. Then he comes to eat our tree. Now a spiritual man, what is the leaf doing to you? The leaf is for you to receive light, not from the S-U-N, but from the S-O-N. For you to be in divine fellowship with the S-O-N. And it comes to eat it out. And your divine fellowship is out with the S-O-N. And it's out with your brother. Because that same S-O-N is in your brother. That's what he does.
Hallelujah.
And now you can have fellowship.
Thank you, Lord.
Because the leaf is dried out. It's dead. And you can't blossom anymore. You can't have energy anymore.
Amen.
Amen? He cuts off your source of energy. You can't grow anymore. And you're stuck at one stage. And you wonder, why am I not growing? Why is my spiritual experience stuck there as a young person? It's because the locust is coming, eating your leaves. Killing you out. And in the message, palmer worms, locusts, canker worms, caterpillars, Connorsville, 1953, and he said, what one left, the other eat. Until you ain't got nothing but a big dead tree. And every time God sends a big rush of glory down, you just sit there and mourn. and say, I don't believe it. It's psychology. It's this, it's that, it's this, it's that. And we move dead from the roots up. The prophet said, listen, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, it's a sad looking day. And it is a sad looking day. You walk out there, it's the same insect, killing the people out there. And we don't want to be that, amen? And once he's eating all these leaves, so what does he leave to you? What does he leave behind once he's taken? Once all the four stages have gone through you, what is left? What he leaves in you, you can go to Ephesians 4:31. And what he leaves in you is bitterness. He leaves in you wrath. He leaves in you anger, glamour, evil speaking. He brings you into a stage of the condition of the people in the last age that you can find in 2 Timothy 3:2-5. That they are lovers of their own selves. They are covetous, they are boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, true breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Amen. From such, turn away. That's what he leaves behind. You're eating up. You're eating up. That's what he leaves behind. There's nothing left. And if you're searching yourself tonight, if you're a young person here and you're disobedient to your parents, he's eating you up. If you're too proud, he's eating you up. Boast or whatever it is, he's eating you up. Amen. That's what he does. Amen. That's the clear evidence that you've been attacked by this army. But we need a mighty rushing wind to come in now to blow them all off. Amen. We cannot stay that way because that's not what God promised and purposed for us in this last age. Because he said that he will not prevail. Just as he's not going to prevail in heaven, he's not going to prevail here on earth. He said he will not prevail. And we tonight have a promise. And he said it in Joel 2:25 that he is going to restore. And tonight is a night of restoration. He's going to restore whatever the canker worms, the caterpillars, the locusts, the palmer worms have eaten tonight. It is your portion, amen? Because we also have got an army, amen? You may think he's got an army with his captain being Satan, with the devils behind him. We also have got an army, hallelujah. I tell you, friends, we've got an army. And the prophet said, in the greatest battle ever fought, he said, hallelujah. He said, we got a 5-star general, spelled J-E-S-U-S, putting on us 5 stars, F-A-I-T-H. He never lost one battle, hallelujah. He conquered hell, death, and the grave. Get the devils out of the way. He's the great chief captain. So the devil is not even in the picture. The devil is not even in the picture. It's here to restore him. He's a 5-star general. Amen. Who is ready to follow him tonight? Who is ready to follow him tonight? If you're ready, say amen. If you're ready, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's a 5-star general. And he's here to restore. Amen. Palm Wham Locust can't go in Caterpillars 1953. When Joel looked at that and saw that, he said, but God said, I will restore, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. If that wasn't in there, I wouldn't know how to preach it. But I will restore, saith the Lord. He's here to restore tonight. Whatever Peter's situation, he's here to restore. He's here to restore you as a young person, amen. He's here to restore the church, amen. He's here to restore you as a father. He's here to restore you as a mother. He's here to restore you as a brother. He's here to restore you as a sister. If only you will believe. Because what he has put on us is faith. Amen. Whatever the army is eating from you tonight, as he's eating your joy of salvation, I see it in your zeal for the message of this last age. I see it in your zeal for the word of God. He's here to restore. Have you eaten up your faith in God? He's here to turn you from a sinner into saved. By nothing but by the same blood of Jesus Christ. Because that blood never loses its power. Amen. It reaches to the highest of mountains. It reaches to the lowest of valley. It never loses its power. That's the blood of Jesus. And he's here to save you by that same blood. Amen. To any sinner or lost soul tonight, that you might be sitting in here. The pastor said last week, Sam, he said the main restoration. I just wrote it down. This is what the pastor said. He said the main restoration is the true revelation of Christ personally to you. Amen. Amen. That's the main restoration to you. It's the revelation, the personal revelation of Christ to you. Why is that your main restoration? Because once Christ comes in you, I tell you, friend, the one that is in you is greater than the one that's in the world. Amen. That is your restoration. That's the revelation of who Christ is in you. And no demon can stand you. No devil in hell can stand you. No perversion can stand you. Because the one in you is greater than the one in the world. Revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Because it's revealed in you. Amen. But the devil will come to you and what will he say to you? He'll say to you, you know, brother, it's okay if you believe in the Lord. It's okay if you believe in the message of the world, of this age. It's okay. You know, he tries to deceive you and tell you it's okay to just believe. But just believing is not enough. You need a revelation of whom you're believing in. How can you believe something without knowing who he is? Then you're just deceiving yourself. But you need a personal revelation of this very person. And why does he not want you to know that? Because he knows that that name Jesus, he has to bow. When you have that name Jesus in you revealed to you, he knows he has to bow to you. Because now the Christ is in you. And how do you receive this personal revelation? You receive by an experience with God. Amen. Moses received it by an experience. Amen. Amen. Moses thought he knew it all. But he didn't. Until that day. At the burning bush. When he had a personal experience. A face-to-face revival with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. And then he came out of there. Now he had a revelation of who he is. Paul was the same man. Paul thought he knew it all, amen. Until that day on his road to Damascus, when he met what the light. And that's when Christ was revealed to him. And now look at Paul from what he was to what he is now. Well, what he became. Winning souls to Christ. So you wonder, how can I now win souls to Christ? Get the revelation of who he is. And see what he's going to do to you. Amen. So you need that revelation. Once you get that revelation, come to restore unto you again. He restores you back to that first love again. He restores that hungering and thirsting for what? For the word again. He restores to you that hungering and thirsting to go for what? To find and to win souls to Christ. Amen. Amen. That's what he does. And it makes the devil powerless. Amen. Amen. And I tell you, friend, those attributes are already in you.
That's right.
But you just have to come under the right atmosphere. And let the Lord brood over you. And you find him just springing up. Amen. One after the other. Once you get that revelation. Amen. And the prophet said in the message, God keeps his word. In 1957, preaching Jeffersonville. And he said, let's move on from glory to glory. From Bible experience to experience. Let's unfold and open our hearts. Raise up our hands to God. Keep saying, stay in the Bible. Don't get out of that. Stay right there. Follow. We've got the prophet of God. We've got the word of God. We've got the angel of God. He's leading this church just exactly like he led them in them days. That's exactly right. The word of God is before us. The prophet of God is the Holy Spirit. The angel of God is leading the church. We are moving in the pillar of fire, in the glory of God, Satan together in heavenly places in Christ. Now, he said, well, now we are sons and daughters of God. And the great revelation of the word of the Holy Spirit sinking into our hearts. The bringing forth of the trees of salvation, righteous living, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, gentleness, patience. Sure it is, the prophet said. He's here to restore you tonight. He's here to restore your inheritance tonight. If your leaves have been withered out, amen. He's here to inject you with the Holy Ghost again. To get you back on fire, amen. Bringing back that divine fellowship, amen. To give you the sword to stand against any vile of the enemy, amen. The sword of the world to destroy the enemy, amen. For that time, that same enemy came to the Lord Jesus Christ after he has fasted, and he came and said to him, he thought he could quote him the word, he thought he knew better than him. But how did the God, how did Jesus defeat that enemy? He defeated him by the word,
amen.
And that's what he's here to give to you, to withstand that enemy, amen. That's his word. And so we are an army. We have a 5-star general captain. He's putting 5-star on us, which is faith. The captain is Jesus. And we are going for a war. Now tonight, before we go for a war, we have to know our strategy of how we're going to attack the enemy.
Amen.
We got to know our strategy. Because we cannot go to war without any strategy.
Right.
We got to have a strategy. So we want to know our strategy that this captain has for us tonight. Amen. And we're going to get that from the greatest battle ever fought. 1962. Amen. Are you ready for it? Are you ready to hear the strategy? Are you ready to move on the battleground tonight? Are you ready to fight the enemy tonight? Amen. Because he needs people who are ready. He needs people who have got faith in them, who are ready to fight the enemy tonight. Because if you don't fight him tonight, you're going to leave here the same as you came in. Amen. You got to be ready tonight. Amen. And it's sad. Satan's army brings disease. God's army is commissioned to cast them out.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. There you are. Every time Satan throws on you, onto you, God's army is to cast him out.
Yes.
Amen. Cast out. That's the very technique that God uses.
Yeah.
Satan used the army of destruction to disbelieve God's word and set him up a better kingdom than Michael had. And God cast him out. Amen. And the same God is here tonight to cast him out. Amen. He's not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. God's method is cast out. Cast down reasoning. Cast down superstition. Cast down worry. Cast down disease. Cast down sin. Amen. The prophet said, you are above it. Resurrected in Christ Jesus. Sitting in heavenly places with every devil under your foot.
Amen.
Every devil under your foot. That's our strategy tonight.
Mm.
Every devil under our foot.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Prophet keep on saying, if he starts to stick his head in there, if he starts to stick his head in there, what? You know you are dead. Your life is hid. What is that? You are dead to your senses. We're going for this war, and he's training us. He's saying, how are we going to face this? He said, you are dead to your senses. What does he mean to you are dead? So when is he coming in? He's going to attack the 5 senses. He said, you're dead to them. Amen. Because he said, for us to go to this battle, he said, you put 5-star on us. And that is faith. And faith dwells in the soul.
Yeah.
So we can't go to this battle with our senses alive.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
We got to go dead to our senses.
Yeah.
Amen. So he says, you are dead to your senses. You are dead to your conscience. You are, your own human will would say, yes, I guess. Dead to your reasoning. Dead to all those things. And you are buried in the name of Jesus Christ and raised with him. And wherever he is, there you are also. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Aren't you glad of your commission tonight? Amen. Aren't you glad of your commission to cast the devil out? And we're going to cast him out tonight. Put him under our feet. Claim our victory. Amen. For he's here to restore us back. To restore everything back. Everything. All things. To restore them back tonight. And it's your faith that is going to make it tonight. See you to restore, amen. But once you restore, what happens? Amen. Once you restore, you're given authority. And you are in the body, you're given authority and given dominion over the enemy, amen. Because he said, I will restore, amen. And restoration is here tonight, amen. The mighty rushing wind is here to blow, and amen. To blow off all the deadly army, amen. That if you've been wicked, it's here to restore you back again, amen. To spring up a new life in you, amen. It is the same mighty rushing wind that fell on the day of Pentecost. Amen? Now look here, there was a fight going on and the devil thought he's won the battle. Why? Because he's crucified the tree of life. And he thought, yeah, I'm done. I got him. Dead. Crucified. It's over. That's what he thought. Amen? But he had forgotten one thing. Amen? He's forgotten one thing that the word says that I'm not going to leave my Holy One to see corruption. Now we're going to leave his soul in hell. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what he taught. But he has lost the battle. Amen. Because God was not going to do that. And the prophet said, and the restoration of bright tree again. And he said, now pay attention to this one here. And he said, oh, there was a law in Christ. That law is a man. And watch carefully. He says, that law is a man. And that law is in you. Amen. You can bury him to the deepest grave or the deepest sea or the lowest hell. There's a law of the Spirit of God that will raise him up again. Amen. So there is a law in you that even if it buries you to the deepest of sin, to the deepest of perversion, there is a law in you that you're going to raise again because he is the Lord of restoration. And the God of restoration is here tonight. He's here to stay. You keep him here. Keep him in you. Amen. He's here to stay tonight. Amen. So out of his resurrection, what did he do? He restored the tree of life again on the day of Pentecost. Amen. When the tree of life was restored, what came with it? The tree of life came with a promise in it. And the promise was what? The outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Now we can see in Joel 2:25, he spoke about restoration. But now when you read down to 28, you're going to find out that he speaks about what was going to happen in Acts. Amen. He prophesied that was going to happen in Acts. So we can see that after restoration, what it does, what it gives a promise. So the promise of the Spirit comes. Amen. So if tonight you're being restored, then there is a promise that's coming along with it. Amen. There is a promise that is coming along with it. Amen. Because that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. He never changes his ways. Amen. So tonight we don't only have a word of restoration, but we also have a promise. The promise of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We have the promise of we being, having God in us to overcome the devil. Amen. Amen. It is a promise. All the promises in the book. Every verse. Every line. Every chapter. It is ours tonight. Each and everyone. You pick yours. I pick mine. Let's put them together. Let's go for this battle. Let's defeat the enemy tonight. Slay him. Slay him. Don't live just a little bit of him. Slay him tonight. Restoration is here. Restoration is back to this church. The Lord want to bring us to a higher ground. He want to pour his Spirit in us. Don't let him eat your joy of salvation. For we have to be one in this army. You imagine an army going for war and the people not presenting themselves. What's going to happen? The one who's supposed to be the spy, he's not there. The one who's supposed to be the watchman on the tower, looking and seeing whether the enemy's come, he's not there. How are we going to win the battle? Amen. We lose him. Amen. It's the same with coming to the house of the Lord. Amen. We have to come together, amen. That's right. For him to fully restore us. Amen, hallelujah. And so it is tonight, amen. He's here to restore you, amen. What a conqueror I must eat, amen. What a palm of one, the local of the Calipers. Amen. the promises to as many that will believe. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That same mighty rushing wind is here ready to sweep over us. Whenever we meet, God is in the midst of his people. And is willing to sweep over his people. He's willing to pour his promises down. But what is holding him back? What is holding him back? It's we. Because he says if you're going for this battle, we must be dead to our senses. But then we come with our senses to alive. And that's the problem. If we get our senses dead, then I tell you he's going to sweep over his people. Amen. Because it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If only you will take him at his word tonight. Allow him to purge you tonight. Amen.
Amen.
And take the sword, the word. Amen. And cut him and withstand that army. Amen. He has no way with you. Amen. He's sending a mighty rushing wind. But you may ask, but why do we need a mighty rushing wind?
Amen.
Amen. The prophet spoke in the message, the end time. Amen. But you find it also in the Palm of Conquer. All the message that he spoke about it. You find it in there. That you told the story. Or what actually brought him to this verse and or this chapter or this verse in the Bible. And he said he was coming from Canada, he went hunting and he was going back and it was late in the evening and he was walking through these woods. And when he was walking through this woods, a place where it had been burnt down by fire, and he could see all these trees standing there and they were completely dead. They were just hanging. He said it would look like a graveyard. And he was walking there and the wind was blowing. And all what he could hear was just moo, moo. It was like the trees were mourning.
Amen.
That place was completely dead. And he said that the scripture came in his mind. The scripture of Joel 2:25. That the Lord is going to restore. Amen.
Amen.
And then he saw, as he looked at all those dead trees, he looked down and he saw another little one springing up.
Amen.
And he said, praise be to God. He said, praise be to God. He said, praise be to God. Even though everything is dead, there is still life coming up out here. Amen. And even though if anything is dead in here, I tell you, there is something springing up out here. Amen. There's something springing in you. Even if anything is dead in you, there's something springing up again. Amen. Hallelujah. And the prophet, when he saw that little tree coming up, he started to say, and you notice what makes the wind come. I thought, why don't you just let them alone till they get up big and then blow through them? So he's referring to those little ones, okay, those little trees, amen. And he said, no. Every time those, they have to have wind or your tree ain't got no grounding. Every time the wind blows on the little tree, it pulls them roots, loosen it up so it can get a deeper hold. Hallelujah, he said. Every time the Holy Ghost fall on a man, it roots and ground him in Jesus Christ by the power of, hallelujah, he said, you love him, I will restore, saith the Lord. Just let the Holy Ghost move through them. Just press on like an all-time revival. Amen.
Amen.
So you need a rushing wind to get you grounded. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
To keep you standing. Amen. That's why you need a rushing wind, amen.
Amen.
To blow in. And we need it as a church. We need it as a youth. To keep us standing. Not to be moved by anything of this world.
Amen.
But to be standing in Christ Jesus. Grounded in him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what we need. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I feel that he's here tonight.
Amen.
He's going to restore tonight. Amen.
Amen.
I tell you, he's going to restore. If only you're going to die to those senses, amen, tonight. If only you're going to left only faith to take control tonight. I tell you, he's going to restore. Amen.
Amen.
And the message power him. Locust, conquer rhymes, amen, caterpillars. He came and he said, they had life in them. When that wind began to hit them, they was just twisting and wringing and shouting and having a glorious time. But when the wind is blowing us, what do? We sit. We're dead. But the wind is supposed to shake us, to get us rejoicing. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We are the sons of God. Amen. Hallelujah, friends. Friends, pray for me because the devil is attacking me. He just held my foot down on the ground. I'm not joking. I can't move my foot. He's attacking me. You pray for me, saints.
Amen.
I tell you, friends, the devil is attacking my foot.
Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, saints.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, he's going to restore tonight. Amen. He's not going to let me down. Amen. I'm going to stand again. Amen. He's sound to my soul. In Jesus' name. I'm not joking, friends. He's trying to talk my foot. Amen. He's still pressing on. Oh, goodness here. Oh, amen, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He's got no victory tonight. Amen. Oh, we'll keep on with the word. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's sad. So you need a glorious, the mighty one brought in you. Amen. Let me tell you, brother. God's going to raise up a generation of people out of this dead stuff that's going to restore, save the Lord. He's going to raise a generation tonight. You are the generation. We young people are the generation. We're not, hallelujah. Rise on your feet. We are the generation. Hallelujah. He's going to raise up a generation. Amen. Who's going to withstand the Laodicean spirit? Who's going to withstand perfection? Amen. Hallelujah. Who's going to withstand spiritual amnesia? Hallelujah. Who's going to come to the house of God? Amen. And walk as the saints? Amen. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. Because restoration is here tonight. And it's here to stay. Do all that is in you to keep it tonight. Amen. To all that is in you to keep it. He's here to restore. Amen. Yeah. Palmer, Wham, Locust, Congo, Wham, Caterpillars. 1953, Connorsville. Amen. God's going to raise up a people who believes in signs and wonders. Amen. Going to raise up a people who has got joy unspeakable and full of glory. And when the rushing mighty wind comes, it gives right into it. And frolics and dances and glorifies God. Amen. You know, sometimes, you know when I used to go to the stadium? You know when this car would go? I tell you, friends, I'm not seated. Even at my home. Or when I go to the bar and I go to watch the match with my friends. When this car would go, I tell you, friends, we jump. Oh, we go down the streets. Oh, we rejoice. Amen. Holding the banner of our team, saying we got the goal. We won the Champions League. Amen. Yes. Amen. That's what we do. But when we come to church, we are following an army. We are holding the banner of Jesus Christ. We got to wave it. We got to wave it. We got to wave it and say, amen. We got to wave it and say, oh, we've got a goal. We got to wave it and say, oh, we are the generation. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise be to God. Yes. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Oh, do we have some young generation in here? Oh, do we have some young generation in here? Oh, raise it ready to take up the flag of Jesus. Oh, to run with it. And say we are going to go. And say we are winning against the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the prophet said. Green leaves, clapping their hands, and having a wonderful time. Well, what a frolic. That little undergrowth was heaven. Oh, but that big old tree standing there, just mourning and groaning.
Amen.
And the prophet said, listen here. He said, same wind.
Yes.
It was the same wind. And it's the same wind tonight. And it's the same wind that is blowing tonight. Amen. So you can be in two situations. Are you a frolic and you dancing and you jumping, or you sitting and you mourning?
Yes.
What do you want to be tonight? Yes. I don't know it, but I want to stand. I want to jump. I want to say praise be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, because I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. And you're filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Do you want to be the undergrowth? Do you want to be the undergrowth? Amen. Hallelujah. Growing to the glory of God. Restoration is here tonight. Amen. Restoration is here tonight. Oh, musicians, you come up. Amen. Oh, I tell you, friends, restoration is here tonight. Oh, restoration is here tonight. Oh, we're not going to go long. Oh, what we need to know It's the restoration is here. Oh, amen. We're going to be the frolics. Oh, we're going to rejoice. Amen. We're going to give him glory. Amen. If you take him at his word tonight, allow him to purge you. And he'll take up the sword of the Spirit. Oh, the Sunday say with the works of the enemy. He will give you the promise tonight. Amen. Shall we rise in our faith tonight? Oh, praise be to God. Oh, restoration's here tonight. Restoration's here tonight. Oh, praise be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. Oh, amen. Let's sing a song as we hand the service back to the pastor. Amen. As we have a baptism tonight. He's restoring again with a baptism tonight. Amen. Our brother thought he was going. The devil thought he got him, but he said, but God came on the scene and said, no. He said, no. You're coming back, friend. You are my son. Amen. I'm going to restore you. And he's restored, brother, back there. Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. The Lord bless you, brother. And I tell you, he's going to restore you. He's going to let you grow in the Spirit. Amen. Trust in him. Amen. Hold on him. Amen. And he'll restore you fully. May the Lord bless you, Lord, tonight. Amen. The Lord bless you. The pastor can come and take the service. Amen. Amen.
They were all in one accord when the Holy Ghost descended, as was promised by our Lord. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, send the power just come and baptize everyone. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. Soldiers of the blood. Shine, give God the glory. Rise, shine, give God the glory. Rise, shine, give God the glory. Soldiers of the Lord, we are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. Soldiers of the Lord. Every run goes higher and higher. Every run goes higher and higher. Every run goes higher and higher. Soldiers of the Lord. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. Soldiers of the Lord. If you love him, why not serve him? If you love him, why not serve him? If you love him, why not serve him? Soldiers of the Lord. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. Soldiers of the cross.
No sense, there's a real principle that's been preached, but really apply it. No, the word itself doesn't do any good until you apply it.
Yes.
If you remember back in the days, was it Jehoshaphat, those days when the army came against them, the Ethiopians, a million of them. And then the Lord came down and said, just worship. Just praise. And as the people started to praise the Lord started now to fight their battles. Now they didn't have to fight the battles themselves. But if you want to continue with the devil holding you down, you'll stay like that. No, you've got to do something. No, you can't just accept the situation that you're in.
Yes.
The devil's going to have to do his job.
Amen.
He's going to have to fight against you. If you're going to be baptized, you're going to be sick straight after being baptized.
Yes.
Like Daniel. But then there's got to come a time that you've got to say, enough is enough.
Yes.
No, I don't want this inside of my life anymore.
Yes.
And then you, like the brother was saying, you don't worry about what your senses are saying to you.
Amen.
You just respond to what your soul is saying.
Amen.
Because your soul can recognize that the power of restoration is near.
Yes.
Your soul can discern, you can feel inside of yourself that there's a potential here. Like Samson that evening when he felt that there was a potential. He knew, the prophet says, there was a possibility. But friend, you need to change it from just being a possibility. And you've got to apply it. You've got to claim it for yourself. So when people are worshiping, even if you don't feel like worshiping, just worship. Just offer a sacrifice of praise. And then you will find the Lord will start to move in that realm that you yourself cannot do much in. When you are about His service, He'll be about your business. He'll start doing something. Let's sing another one, Brother George. But if you've got a need, if the devil's been giving you a hard time, don't go from here the same as you came in. Don't allow it to be like that. When the Lord is near like this, take advantage. Call upon His name. Seek Him. Now shake yourself like Samson did. Don't allow that situation to prevail. But you call upon Him until you've got the enemy under your feet. That's the best thing to do.
He has standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Jesus now, oh, we are standing in His presence on a holy ground. We are all around. Let us praise Jesus now. Oh, we are standing in His presence.
once again before we come to baptism. The word has gone forth. We just have to be honest as to where we are. If you're wanting restoration to start inside of your life, you've got to be honest with yourself. Amen. And you've got to be honest with God. Yes. You know, if you look at yourself and you say, I'm like those old trees that are standing there, and there's a mourning and a moaning and a groaning going on inside of my life. Friends, I'll tell you the truth, 100% the truth. God doesn't want it to be like that. Yes. And I'll tell you another truth, it doesn't have to be like that. Yes. And right now can be the beginning of the change. If your attitude inside of you can just change right now, that instead of trying to justify yourself in that condition, instead of blaming other people and blaming circumstances and blaming situations, and rather looking beyond those things and saying, no, I don't want to be in this condition anymore. I'll tell you, tonight is the turning point. Just that change of attitude means there has been a turning. There's been a change. Now, if you will just continue to respond in that kind of a way, even as the Lord has come in His Word, He's come in His presence, the power of restoration is hovering and brooding right above your soul. And all it needs is the right attitude. You've just got to open up the door and let Him come in. You've just got to say, Lord, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of going around this mountain. I'm tired of going round and around. I want to go northward. I want to go across Jordan. I want to go into my inheritance. I want a taste of the sweetness of the land. I'm tired of this wilderness, Lord. It's simple. It's just a decision inside of your heart. And He sees your heart. And the very one that's persuading your heart is the very one that sees your heart. And it's just waiting for you to come and lay whatever it is upon the altar. And then you'll find the power of restoration, which is the power of the resurrection. It'll come and it'll consume that thing. Whatever it is that's been holding you back from the next stage of the journey. We've been singing about Jacob's ladder. Every rung takes you higher and higher. Now maybe there's people here this evening, you haven't even got onto the first rung. You've never accepted Christ personally. You've never made a public declaration of faith in Jesus by being baptized. Friend, while the power of restoration is near, I would really, really say to you, my friend, respond. Respond to Him. Your time, your season of visitation, don't let it pass you by. But just respond. Don't listen to your senses. Don't listen to the devil, what he tells you about what will your friends say, and maybe you'll have to change this, that, and the other inside of your life. That means nothing. Just respond and see how He helps everything to fall into place. And maybe you've taken that stage and you've been baptized, but you know, Lord, there's more than that. I'm wanting the real victory inside of my soul. I'm wanting the power of restoration to be with me when I'm at college, when I'm at home, when it's during the summer holidays and I go here and there. I don't want to leave it in church. I want it to be with me and even in me right to the end of the day. That's another rung that you need to climb. And friend, as you respond, God will respond. And I'll tell you the truth as well, and the devil will respond. That's why you need to be determined. You need the power of perseverance inside of your soul. That when you get up tomorrow in the morning and you're not feeling the victory anymore, you refuse to accept that as the status quo. But you say, no, Satan, you cannot take it away from me because it belongs to me. It's been purchased at a supreme price by one who is supreme. And He purchased it for me. And then you get on your knees and you pray once again and you get yourself in the Word and you claim that which is yours. And you keep climbing higher and higher. And I guarantee by the time you come for service on Sunday, you're going to be different inside of your life. You're going to be testifying to people around and about you that something's changed. Something's changed inside of me. And friend, it works from the inside to the outside. Now that inward change, you'll start finding it'll start fighting battles for you. And things will start dropping off your life that you never thought you'd be able to get rid of. But friend, it starts right here and it starts right now. right at the altar of your own heart, right in the presence of the person of eternal life, Jesus himself. He's calling you now. He's dealing with your soul, especially you young people. He's saying to you, don't waste your life any longer. Don't follow vanity and foolishness any longer. But he said, come unto me. He said, come unto me. Come and worship me in the days of your youth. And he just wants you, as he knocks upon the door of your heart, to open up and say, Jesus, whatever it takes, I'm asking you to come in. Whatever your desire, saints, let's come before the Lord in prayer. Let's each speak to him. If you wanted to accept Christ, you speak to the rock now. You speak to him. You call upon the name of the Lord. Do it earnestly. Do it with your heart. Something will take place. If you're seeking greater victory and power, let's seek him now. Let's seek him before we come to the baptism. Let's call upon the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Father, I'm looking unto thee. You are the power of the Lord. You are all that you are. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Oh, Jesus, just so trusting in thee and knowing that you're moving even now. Father, in the souls of people, that, Father, you are coming, Lord, in your mysterious way. And, Father, you are moving and working, Lord. And, Father, you are saying to the lives of people, I can restore. And I will restore if you'll allow me to restore. But, Father, if you're holding it in our hands, how can you deal with it? But Jesus, when we give it into your hands, Father, when we submit it to you, oh, surely that opens up the way for your restoration to start to work. So I pray, Lord, Father, for every life, Lord, every soul that is here upon this evening, Lord, wheresoever every single person would be, that, Father, you would just work your wonderful work. I just pray, start to restore. Where it's health problems, Lord, Father, let there be a restoration, Lord. Father, where it's financial, Lord. Father, I pray that you will restore even according to your promise, Lord. Father, where it's, Lord, whatever manner of malady or ill, Father, or circumstances that come, Lord, where there's relationships, Lord, where there's marriages, Father, Lord, where there's, Father, places where there used to be fellowship and there's no more fellowship, Lord. Father, I'm asking of you, even upon this evening, Lord, that, Father, you will restore, that you will move into those situations, Lord, that your divine energy, that your power that paralyzes the works of the enemy, Lord, Father, will just move into every circumstance and every situation, Lord. Even our sister Lydia, who's sick at home, I pray for her, Lord. I pray that you'd visit her with restoration, Lord. I pray that you'd have mercy upon her. Brother Vlad at work, have mercy upon him, Lord. And fathers would come now to the baptism. Be with us, Lord. Bless your son as he'd go into the waters of baptism, Lord. I pray that the power of restoration will be his portion upon this day. That all that the world has tried to do to him, all the enticement that Satan tried to put inside of his life, Lord, I pray that you would restore, Lord, upon this evening. And Father, you'll just, Lord, launch him out on the journey. Father, beyond anything which you could think or even ask. And Father, bless him in a special way, we'd pray. Thank you, Father, Lord. Won't you be with us now in the remainder of this service? Bless Brother Max Jr. Restore him, Lord, I pray. Restore his strength, Father. Restore his, Father, the unction, the anointing that has gone out of him. Restore him, we pray, Father, as we commit ourselves to you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Since let's read a scripture as we come to baptism. When Brother Feli had come after church on Sunday to say he was thinking of baptism, I said, wonderful. I said, we're having the Youth Friday, so let's have the baptism on Friday. And there was a purpose in that, so that the other young people can see for themselves. Amen. You know, the Bible says, provoking one another unto good works. Yeah. And even the more so as you see the day approaching. So we wanted to do it this evening just as part of the youth, because it's something which the Lord is doing in the midst of his the young people. So we thank the Lord for that. Let's open the book of Acts chapter 8. This is speaking of the Ethiopian eunuch and Philip. Acts chapter 8. Verse 36. It says, "And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" Now there's always that question, is how old should somebody be? You know, what are the different requirements of baptism? And sometimes, saints, we're putting far too many requirements upon people, especially upon our young people and children concerning baptism. We're putting unscriptural requirements upon them before baptism. It's like sometimes you're wanting people to be born again before they're baptized. Whereas baptism is a step on the way to the fullness of the new birth. Sometimes you're wanting people we're wanting young people to demonstrate that you've got enough power, yeah, to overcome the world first before they're baptized. And he said, but is that the way that it's supposed to be? Surely the Bible says that you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So I think we need to be careful. So what is it that's required for baptism? It's something working in the heart of somebody. Yes. If you find God is working in the heart of somebody, no matter what age they are, if you can really see that God is dealing with the heart of a person unto salvation, and that person believes on the Lord Jesus Christ. Just like it says in the next verse. And Philip said in verse 37, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." That's all. That's the only condition for baptism, friends. If you believe with all your heart that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus died for your sins, if you've reckoned yourself a sinner, you've seen the need for the Savior, and you've made a decision, you've personally, while he's been dealing with your heart, you've asked Jesus to come in. And something's happened inside of your heart. Something's taken place spiritually. You don't go to the waters of baptism expecting something to happen. No, something's already must have happened. But if you can see in the life of a child, if you can see in the life of a young person, you can see in the life of anybody, that surely the Lord is dealing with this person. And that person is responding to that working of the Lord. In whichever way that it is, whatever age that they are, but you can discern and see God is working in the life of this person. And they've responded. They've gone as far as they can now. They've responded. The Lord has spoken to them about their need for salvation. They've responded and they've asked Jesus to come in as their Savior. And they've confessed their sins. They've repented. They've turned around. They were heading in a certain direction. Then the Lord calls them. There's a supernatural something takes place inside of the veil. And the Lord says, turn around, repent. Amen. That's what it means. And that person that was heading to the nightclubs, that person that was heading the way of the world, that person that was heading the way of sin, the way of unbelief, something turns them around. And then now they, instead of looking at the world and being attracted to that anymore, they've heard something. Something spiritual has taken place. Then I'll look away to Jesus. And they see, but it's true, I need you, Lord. And then they ask Jesus into their life. Friend, that's what repentance is. Repentance is to turn around. It starts off with a change of mind. Something moves you and you respond to that something. But you haven't gone very far yet. You've simply just turned around. You know, you've responded to something in the supernatural that's calling you. If you've made that decision, the next step is baptism in water. Amen. That's the next stage. That you come in to testify that old life, that old way that I was walking, that old way that my ambitions were leading me, that my desires were leading me, I've turned around. That's being buried today. That's being buried in the waters of the baptism pool, being buried in baptism. And I'm rising up, the same power that turned me around, the same power that convicted me of my sin, the same power that convicted me and caused me, persuaded me to receive Jesus as my Savior. Yeah? That brought a reality. I've heard of these things, my parents speaking of them many years. But it's different this time. Now there's come a reality to me. Now I'm feeling something personal is dealing with me. And friend, you've responded to that.
Amen.
Then you just have to ask the Lord, search my life.
Amen.
What do I need to make right? That's what whenever people ask me, how can I prepare for baptism? I say that. Ask the Lord and say, search me, O Lord. And try me and see if there be any evil thing inside of me. And then you wait upon the Lord. You wait upon him in prayer. Wait upon him in the scriptures. You read about his death. You read about his love. And then anything which the Lord reveals to you, which is still convicting you, sins that you've done against man, you go and make right with man. Now if the Lord reminds you of something and said, you never forgave that person for what they did. Friend, that's the chance now. While you're preparing for baptism, you pray, you lay it upon the altar. If you need to go and speak to someone, go and speak to them. If you need to go and make something right, you make it right. If you've got books from school in your house which you stole, which shouldn't be there, or books that you took from the library that shouldn't be there, you restore. That's right. You go and make right what you can make right. The things you've sinned against man, you make right to man. The sins against God, you make right to God. Remember the prophet said it to that lady, you never sinned against God, you sinned against your husband, against your marriage vows. You've said sorry to God, but you need to go and say sorry to your husband. Yeah, that's what it is. So you ask God to search your heart, and you do what you can do. And then you take the next step.
Amen.
Like with Philip and the Ethiopian. It wasn't a long process.
Hallelujah.
It was the very day
that
Philip preached to him about Jesus. Because God was already working in the life of the man. He's coming from the temple. He's reading the scroll of Isaiah. The Holy Ghost already taken him to Isaiah 53. He's reading of this lamb that's to be slain. And he says, who is he speaking about, himself or someone else? And
Amen.
Philip, starting with that scripture, preached unto him, Jesus.
Amen.
And then the Holy Ghost took him the next stage inside of his life. And it says in verse 38, and he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. The same day. And the prophet says, many times I've been out there patrolling those lines for the public service company. And I came across a farmer in his field and I testified to him about Christ. And we went down there and then to the creek at the bottom of his field, and I baptize him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Saints, let's not put unscriptural demands upon people.
That's right.
Let's not put our own ideas, our own understanding, our own conditions, that we're setting this barrier that people have got to leap over before they can be baptized. No. The scriptural thing is, just have a discernment inside of yourself. You know when God is dealing with your child. You know when God is dealing with somebody near you. You can see it. Now something changes. That person was never interested before in the things of God. Yeah. But now there's something which is attracting them to the Word. They're asking questions. They're praying by themselves. There's something taking place. Friend, feed the process. Don't hold it back. Do all you can do to encourage that process on all the way. Don't hold things back. So we're so glad to see Feli today that he's heard the voice. He's grown up in the message. He's known things. But then the Lord starts dealing with you.
Hallelujah.
And then there comes a stage that you know, I need to set my things right now.
Amen.
And friend, don't leave it for too long. The burden will leave you. It's guaranteed the burden will leave you. And if you delay it in the life of one of your children, or you dare delay it too long in the life of someone that you have influence over, be careful, because the burden will leave them. The burden will leave them. While the Lord's freshly dealing with somebody, you just feed into that process. And you let the Lord do his wonderful work. So friends, I really think that it's the right thing. That when the Lord is dealing down the line of salvation with someone, and they've accepted Christ, and they're wanting it to change and repent inside of their life, next thing, point them to the waters of baptism.
Amen.
And then he's given a promise. They shall receive the gift of the Holy. Now comes the new birth. Now comes the power to overcome those things they need to overcome.
Amen.
They can't overcome it themselves. Now the leopard can't change its spots. The Ethiopian can't change his skin. That's what the Bible says. You can't do it yourself. You need new life. You need the power of restoration now to come in. And then when the Lord starts coming, he starts to restore that life, to make it what it's supposed to be. So be really glad. Let's sing one song, then we just pray, and then we'll come to the baptism. Let's sing that song which the prophet always sang. Okay, that's fine. That's good, bro.
Amen. He came to me.
Amen.
When I could not come to
anyone. Amen.
He came to me when I could come to where he was. He came to me. That's why he died on Calvary. Not to where he was, he came to me. He came to me. He came to me.
Baptism. I pray for your special blessing, Lord, even as your presence would linger near. I ask and pray, Father, that that same unction of your grace, Father, would find its dwelling place right in the soul of our brother, even as we'd bury him in the waters of baptism, Lord, that old things indeed would pass away, that, Father, all things would become new, that as our brother would then read the scriptures, Lord, they'd be new. That when he'd listen to the message of the hour, Lord, there'd be a burden and a hunger inside of his soul. That, Father, you would lead him, Lord, and guide him, Lord. And, Father, watch over his footsteps and bring him, Lord, to the fullness of the purpose that you have for him. Knowing that the enemy will rise up, Lord, as a flood. But knowing, Lord, that your spirit, Lord, Father, will raise a standard above him, Lord. So, Father, grant him that grace upon this day. And bless this baptism in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Can sing, brother.
Oh, God says through heaven, and couldn't find one worthy to be the supreme sacrifice that was needed to buy eternal life for you and me. Oh, had it not been for Christ on Calvary, had it not been for the oath I gave God, had it not been for man, oh Jesus, then forever my soul would be
lost. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. The same one that's dwelling in your people now. I pray, I ask of you, Lord, that the Holy Ghost will be the portion of our battle. I pray that you overshadow his soul, that you go right down to the inner man. Father, Lord, to his thoughts and his purposes, Lord.
Amen.
And I just pray, Lord, that your divine power, Lord, will, Father, just infuse him in that place, Lord.
Yes.
That you'd awaken a hunger inside of his life, Lord. Father, for such a righteousness, Lord. That, Father, you put a hunger inside of him, Lord. For your word, for the message of the hour, for the bread of life, Lord. That, Father, there'll be no satisfaction anymore in the things that he used to do. And the things that he used to read, and the things that he used to speak about.
Hallelujah!
My Father, that all things will become new inside his heart. My Father, things will fall away day by day. That old leaves will fall away. And even as your power of restoration works inside of his soul, that Father, Lord, your Father, I grant him that grace, that he may see the fruits, Lord, now. The fruits of grace, the fruits of the power, Lord, that you put into the life of a person. And may he be a witness, Lord. May he be a living witness in this age that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. That you are who you say that you are. Father, let him be, Lord, a trophy of your grace. May you protect him day by day. Father, we bind every power of the enemy, Lord. Father, every power of darkness that you desire to fall in the sun of his life. Father, Lord, let it fall away upon this day.
Amen.
And we realize, Lord, that he has no jurisdiction over this son of thine, Lord. But Father, let the dove, Lord, lead him day by day. Let him walk, Lord. Let divine love, Lord, be his inheritance. Let him taste and see, Lord, in fullness, Lord. That the Lord is good. Let him drink of the fountains of living water, Lord. That, Father, you'll never go back to those broken systems, Lord. But let him be able to say upon this day, Father, with a living experience inside of his soul, let my tent is no more
teacher.
Amen. Egypt's land. Oh, Father, bless him. Keep him in the air. Bless his parents, Lord. Bless his siblings, Lord, I pray. Father, shine through him, Lord. May he be an example. May he be a light. May he be glorified inside of his life. Bless my brother, I pray. In Jesus' name.
From far to serve the Lord we come. From far to serve the Lord we come. From far to serve the Lord we come. From far to serve the Lord, it is by grace we serve the Lord, it is by grace to serve the Lord, by grace to serve the Lord, it is by grace to serve the Lord, it is by faith we serve the Lord, it is by faith we serve the Lord, it is by faith we serve the Lord, by faith we serve the Lord. My tent is no more pitched down there in Egypt's land. You'll see me no more there. for I live in another land. My tent is no more bush down there in Egypt's land. You see me no more there, for I live in another land. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. We come from far, from far, from far to serve the Lord. We come from far, from far, from far to serve the Lord. We come from far, from far to serve the Lord. We come from far, from far to serve the Lord. By grace, by grace, by grace we serve the Lord. It is by grace, by grace, by grace we serve the Lord. It is by grace, by grace we serve the Lord. By grace, by grace we serve the Lord. It is by faith, by faith, by faith we serve the Lord. It is by faith, by faith, by faith we serve the Lord. It is by faith we serve the Lord. It is by faith we serve the Lord. My tent is no more pitch down there in Egypt's land. You see me no more there, for I live in another land. My tent is no more pitched down there in Egypt's land. You see me no more there, for I live in another land. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh.
heaven to me. This feels like heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's real land, and this feels like heaven to me. This feels like heaven to me. This feels heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's real land, and this heaven to me. We find many people who can't understand why we are so happy and free. We've crossed Jordan to Canaan's real land, and this is like heaven to me. Oh, this feels like heaven to me. This feels like heaven to me. I've crossed the Jordan to Canaan's real land, and this feels like heaven to me. So when we are happy, we sing and we shout. Some don't understand us, you see. We're filled with the Spirit, there is not a doubt, and this feels like heaven to me. This is like heaven to me, praise God. This feels like heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's real land, and this feels like heaven to me. We've heard the sweet music, the heavenly chord, from glory land over the sea. A soul thrilling message from Jesus our Lord, and this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Like heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's real land, and this is like heaven to me. I've been delivered, praise the Lord. I've been delivered by His grace. All the bonds of sin are broken. Praise the Lord. There is a big change in me. Big change in me. I am so happy. I am so free. He took me out of bondage unto liberty. Oh, 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 oh. Big change in me. There is a big change in me. There is a big change in me. I am so happy. He took me out of bondage unto liberty. Oh, 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 big change in me. Everything, He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister and my brother. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister and my brother. Everything to me.
Let's sing one more, then we ask Brother D. You can close for us, please, by the word of prayer.
Oh, homesick for a country to which I've never been before. No sad goodbyes there be spoken, for
your time won't matter anymore. You just a few more days to labor, then I'll take my heavenly flight. You'll
Heavenly Father, we thank you once again, Lord, for restoring us upon this day. Oh, Heavenly Father, we can, Lord, feel, Lord, your presence during the song worship. Lord, you've been so merciful every single song worship, Lord God. Your presence has been there, Lord. Even the preaching, Lord, your presence has been there. Lord, we can feel your quickening, Lord, Father God. We can feel that mighty rushing wind. Lord, we want to move with that wind, Lord, Father God. We don't want to stay, Lord, rooted, Lord, Father God, in our experience. Heavenly Father, you've restored us, Lord, Father God, once again. Oh, Lord, you've been so merciful to us, Lord, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we don't deserve it, Lord, Father God. Many times in our experience, Lord, Father God, Lord, we become stale, Heavenly Father. And Lord Jesus, we look to the left and we look to the right, Lord, Father God. We look at the world, Lord. We look at, Father God, the old things we used to do, Lord. But you've restored us, Lord, once again upon this day. So, Lord, Father God, we want to continue in this light, Lord, Father God. We know, Lord Jesus, as tomorrow comes, Lord, Father God, the enemies, Lord, are going to raid us with attacks, Lord, Father God. But Lord, we're going to stand up as soldiers, Lord, at the cross, Lord, Father God, and smite every single attack of the enemy, Lord, Father God. Oh, Lord, you are the five-star general, Lord, Father God. Lord, Father, there's no, Lord, Father God, power, Lord, that can defeat your power, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for bringing Philly into the, Lord, the waters of baptism. Oh, Heavenly Father, that many times, Lord Jesus, Lord, we would have seen him, Lord, Father God, at the back of the service, Lord, not really paying attention, Lord. But Lord, Father God, there's a time for everything, Lord, Father God. Heavenly Father, you've brought him into the waters, Lord, and Father God, there couldn't have been a better time, Lord, to bring him, Lord, Heavenly Father. Even, Lord, I want to thank you for what you're doing in my life, Lord, Father God. Lord, I want to thank you, Lord. It's all thine power, Lord. It's not me, Lord, Father God. Lord, Father God, seeing Brother Max come and preaching, Lord, Father God, bringing word in due season. Lord, seeing all, Lord, Father God, the youth coming up, Lord, Father God. Heavenly Father, we know that you're with us, Lord, Father God. And why your presence is so near, Lord Jesus, we just want to experience that intimacy, Lord, Father God. Lord, we just want to be one with you, Lord, Father God. So, Lord, we ask, Lord Jesus, you continue, Lord, to quicken our souls. You continue, Lord, to push us on, Lord, Father God. That this presence, Lord, Father God, we meet it, Lord, Father God, as we walk into church on Sunday, Lord, Father God. Heavenly Father, be with us, Lord, as we leave this place. Lord, Father God, may we leave with your spirit, Lord, Father God. Lord, Father God, Lord Jesus, we initiate Fali, Lord, Father God, on his journey. Lord, Father God, be with him, Lord, Father God, day and night, Lord Jesus. There's going to come, Lord, Father God, attacks of the enemy, Lord, Father God. But we pray for our brother, Lord, Father God. Lord, we lift ourselves up, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, Father God, you are always there for us, Lord. You've never left us, Lord, Father God. You make us, Lord, Father God, to lie down in green pastures, Lord, Father God. You leadeth us, Lord, Father God, beside the still waters, Lord, Father God. So, Lord, what power, Lord, Father God, could come up against us, Lord Jesus? Lord, may we be, Lord, may we stand, Lord, and be accounted for upon this day, Heavenly Father. May we walk as soldiers. May we march as soldiers, Lord, upon this day, Lord. As you commit this into your precious holy name, we pray. Amen and amen.
Been a good time. I really do appreciate it. Let's sing that song as we dismiss. Amen. Do you love him? Amen. Are you going to serve him? Amen. Let's sing it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Serve him, amen. Do you believe in him? Amen, amen, amen. The Bible is true, amen. We believe it, amen. It's the word of God, amen, amen, amen. You're coming. To meet you, hey, come, Lord Jesus. Hey.